Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion
Ngoba unqwele uyashola umhlabeleli u Pastor Jeff Busa ya Pastor Jeff Busa uthe ngoba uyingcwele isikhathi ke sithi 14:41 sizothola imotivation and ke neyincingo ngivulele kulabo abathanda ukushera iswi ubuye enkonzweni namuhla uthini uNkulunkulu bekhuluma nebandla ethi nisicela ukuthi nathi usherele ku 0123341322 noma ungathumela i text noma i WhatsApp ku 082-657-27 29 SMS 37871 voice note uthumela lapho ku 082-657-27 29 mhlambe nje beniyikhiphile uyazi nihlangene nixoxa the good news ya nathi shireleni bazalwane ya siyathanda ukuzwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma uthini nabantwana bakhe ngobuhleze khuluma ngazo zonke ikhathi ukhuluma nje nangendlela ehlukahlukile ithi ke sisizwe la izwi ku Pastor Sean Setlari ya asizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena ke umphathiseni kulolu suku.
Sawubona mama Nhlapho nabalaleli bakho babahle ba Radio Pulpit. Senibikelela bonke igameni leyingcwele lababa lonyana nomoya weyingcwele. Mama namhlanje ithini bonke ithuba nexesha ulimboleke lona. Then sokucela ukuthi sifunde from the book of 2 Samuel 4 verse 4 and 2 Samuel 9 verse 8. Mona mama Nhlapho ke rata ho bua ka inceba ha ile re ke bua hantle le eba a wound. Mama Nhlapho, many of us, even this day when we look back from our upbringing, upgrowing, there are those unhealed wounds. There are those wounds which are still bleeding when you look back. Some of them are emotional, some of them are psychological, some of these wounds are the result of verbal abuse, some are of sexual abuse, some are of rejection, some of these wounds are results of feeling unloved, misunderstood, betrayed, unjust. And the worst part of this is that this wound, Mama Nhlapho, even in this day or to this day, today, they hurt our relationships. Mama Nhlapho, there are those things which are so spiritual that cannot be moved away from us. This kind of pain or wound, some of our physical, some of our spiritual. The word of God says, this is a new era. This is a new season. This is a new time to plant a new seed. In the book of Bible, Mama Nhlapho, the Bible, the word says there was a time When Lord, God of salvation, Yeshua, he went to the city where he was born. When he was there, Christ, he was preaching, but he could not bring people to healing. He could not heal people. People could not be saved, because when they look at him, they remind him of his childhood. Uri wena ungwana wa Josepha ye u yena aneng a ichapa minwana ka di hamuri a betla ka le planka. A child of a carpenter. There are times in situations in life when you're trying to rise ahead, somebody will come and use the tactic of the deceiver and reminds you of your past so that you could be ashamed of yourself and never rise up. Mama Nhlapo, this kind of unhealing wounds, they affect the relationship as we grow old. One of the things that I was looking at, Mama Nhlapo, is that there is most of Bontate, or most of us, when we grew up, we never had the experience of seeing our father hugging our mothers, or even a simple thing, a father kissing a mother just in front of us, showing us how to love the woman, how to look, how to handle the woman. Bontate, babangata, they have never in their lifetime even kissed their son and say to their sons, I love you. You are handsome. You are adorable. You are my child. Then this become a thing that one grows up with. When he's old, he could not do the same to bana bahae. Some of the bontate, sometimes we even take it to the extent, yahuri, things that our fathers were doing to us, we pass to our children. Hare hlobo le ndikubo bontate. Hare ntsembo khopo re fe bana ba rona lerato. There was a child in the book of the Bible who was physically injured. Rejection, Mama Nhlapo, is one of the things that leave the wound open forever. Injustice. There's a boy in the book who's called Mephibosheth. This means mouth of shame or disgrace or breathing of shame. This young man, he was crippled when he was young and he could not walk in his life. Because of his situation, he called himself nothing but a dead dog. When King David has called him to come and sit in the table and have a dinner with him and give him what belongs to him, he says to the king, how can you call me if I am nothing but a dead dog? This wound, it's a type of unhealed wound. It haunted him. Was in his heart, he grew up with this type of anger that he's lame in that regard. He is nothing. Even when the things, opportunity present themselves to him, because of the fact that his name was called him a shame, because people, they named him shame. They named him breath of disgust. They gave him name. He called himself a dead dog. He could not see. Why must he be taken up? The Lord says, this is a new beginning. This is a new time. is a new season. Seasons to plant a new seed. Yes, there are things. There are things, Mama Nhlapo, that are haunting us. They follow us. But the word of God says, this is a new season. This is a new time. As a father, just take your time. Take your sons. Bring them close to you. Show them love. Teach them how to love a woman. Teach them how to love themselves. Teach them how to love society. Bring them to your table. Bring them to dinner with them, irrespective of the situation and conditions in their physique. Just call them. Hold them. Embrace them. Clean them. Show them love. Give what belongs to him. David, he gave this boy what belongs to him. They are wounds. You lost somebody you loved. Nako, elukela ufika for you to let go. Plant a new season and trust God to make the rest. May the living mighty name of the living holy God bless you abundantly. May the living mighty of holy living Holy Spirit bless you. May the living mighty mightiness of God of salvation, Yeshua, bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen and amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.